The title of my message is Measure. This word came to me as I was working on home projects since I stopped working. God measures, and so should we. Isaiah 40 verse 12 says, "Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Measured heaven with a span and calculated the dust of the earth in a measure. Weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in balance." The Bible has over 60 verses with the word measure. And for today's message, the focus will be on what God has measured for us and what we measure. There's also a saying associated with measure twice, cut. And this is a common saying to those working with wood or in building. Why measure twice? To measure twice is to confirm the measurements. Once cut, it is too late to salvage often. Measuring twice is then a precaution. Taking this phrase of measure twice and then cut, and in line with the focus of this message, I have come up with the following statements. The first statement is, God has given me a measure of faith. God has given me a measure of faith. I measure with the Word of God. I measure with the Word of God. I measure out of me. I measure out of me. Cut. Before we go into each of these statements, let us keep in mind what the objective of the message is. Ephesians 4:13 says, "Till we all come in unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure and stature of the fullness of Christ." There's a lot in this verse, but we will take note of only a few key points. We all, this means every individual, every person who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. Unity of faith. This means that each one of us will come into believing the same thing. There is an end goal. This is for each one of us to come up to the measure of the fullness, of the stature of fullness of Christ. This is the finishing line for each one of us. With this in mind, let us look at what each of the statements mean in simple terms and application. God has given me a measure of faith. God has given me a measure of faith. I repeat, God has given me a measure of faith. This relates to what God has done. I have to acknowledge it. It is there in me. I may not feel it or think about it, but God has given. And this measure of faith is enough for me. Romans 12 verse 6 says, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." A measure of faith, how much is it? Oftentimes, we think of no faith, little faith, much faith. And we are caught up with a figure or number or amount. I would suggest that a measure is there. It is more than sufficient for the job that God has for us. Just as in the parable of the talents, God apportions a measure of talent out. His assignment is a just one. The focus was never about why one person got one, another person got two, and another person five. It was about what the person did with what was given. The question before me, therefore, is, have I used the measure of faith given to me to the fullest? Have I stretched it to its limits? And then, if I need to ask for more, ask for it. Or more than likely, I have not tapped into the fullest extent for it. The message for me is that I need to use my faith continuously. Faith is also used in conjunction with what we have been studying previously in the life groups, our motivational gift. Romans 12, verse 6 says, "Having then gifts, differing according to that grace which is given to us, let's use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in a proportion to our faith." Our motivational gift is used together with our portion of faith, be it for prophecy, ministry service, teaching, encouragement, giving, leading or organizational skills, compassion. All are used with faith. Otherwise, you'll be dependent on our own strength. God has given me a measure of faith. Let's declare that. Almighty God, you have given each of us a measure of faith. Faith like a mustard seed that can move mountains. We have overcoming faith. Our shield of faith will quench the darts of the enemy. We are faithful men and women. Our faith will grow from faith to faith. Thank you, Lord, for the measure of faith in Jesus' name. The next statement I want to present to you is really about us as an individual. This is what is required of me. And it says, I measure with the word of God. I measure with the word of God. I repeat, I measure with the word of God. Why we need to measure with the word of God? Because measuring between one another is not wise. Let me show that to you when I ask Pastor Ludwig. If I were to measure this myself with Pastor Ludwig, you will find that our measures are different. Measuring between one another is not wise. In 2 Corinthians 10, verse 12, it says, "For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise." The world recognizes this too. Take, for example, the kilogram weight. For 129 years, the kilogram was defined as the mass of a platinum-iridium alloy item housed in the International Bureau of Weights and Measures in France. It's called the International Prototype Kilogram, or Big K. This prototype is known to lose mass over time. A slight amount, over 50 micrograms over this period. But in May last year, this definition was changed to tie the kilogram to a universal constant in nature, the Planck constant. The scientists say this: objects always change. Hence, they have the new definition. As the scientists would say, we go from an object to the stuff in heaven. Incredible to say the stuff in the heavens for our scientists. Christians, we have the stuff in the heavens. This is the word of God. It does not change. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Hebrews 13, verse 8. God also tells us to have a just and perfect way with us when we transact with people in selling, giving, and in buying, receiving. Deuteronomy 25, verse 14 to 16 says, "You shall not have in your house differing measures, a large and a small. You shall have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure, that your days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord our God is giving you. For all who do such things, all who behave unrighteously are an abomination to the Lord your God." When we do not use a perfect and just measure, we behave unrighteously. This unrighteous act is an abomination to God. What a strong word indeed. God hates abomination. How does this apply to me? When current news talk about the scale of COVID-19 and how it has gone throughout the world and its impact and what a big thing it is. But when I measure it with the word of God, it is not big at all. God is greater. He is sovereign. The word of God says when the flood came in Genesis, Scripture tells us He's in the midst of it. Psalms 29, verse 10 to 11 says, the Lord sat enthroned at the flood. The Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. I measure with the word of God. When there is fear of life or death and livelihood, the word of God says that I should have the fear of God, not the fear that is in the world. I measure with the word of God. Worldly fear brings depression, death, and hopelessness. Fear of God leads to life, confidence, rich life, and security. This is found in Proverbs 19, verse 23, Proverbs 14, 26 to 27. Worldly fear leads to confusion and no answer. The fear of God is the foundation to wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Proverbs 1:7, Psalms 111, verse 10 says that. I measure with the word of God. Let's repeat what we have done so far. God has given me a measure of faith. I measure with the word of God. The next statement is, I measure out of me. I measure out of me. Repeat, I measure out of me. What are the things I measure out of me? Luke 6, 37 to 38 says, judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and you will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use it, it will be measured back to you. The principle is simple. How I measure out, the same will be measured back to me. If I criticize people harshly, I will receive the same from them, from others. If I do not forgive easily what others do to me, I can expect the same. If I calculate the manner in which I give, this will be the same that I receive. Now, I would like to use Luke 5, 17 to 26 to illustrate how all these statements come together. Here in this story, we have Jesus healing many people. It says the power to heal was present. Jesus was surrounded by many people. Then it says there were men who had a friend who was paralyzed. They brought him to lay before Jesus. But because of the crowd surrounding Jesus, they could not go through. Instead, they climbed through the housetop, removed the tiles, and let their friend down into the midst of Jesus. What a sight that must have been for Jesus and for everybody. When Jesus saw their faith, He said to the paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven. For the scribes and Pharisees present, this was a blasphemy. Jesus, sensing what was in their heart, said, ask them, which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or say, rise up and walk? No one would answer. And to show that He has the power to forgive sins, Jesus healed the paralyzed man by saying to him, "Arise, take up your bed, and go home." Now let's break this down to the different groups of people. The man's friends, the paralytic person's friends, they heard that Jesus was healing many. They measured with the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. The man, the friends, carried him in his bed along the street to where Jesus was. They climbed up to the rooftop, removed tiles enough to lower him. They lowered him. They did not let the crowd stop them. They measured out of themselves. For the paralyzed man, Scripture says that after he was healed, he went home glorifying God. He allowed his friends to take him along the streets, up the roof, down the midst of the crowd and Jesus. Imagine yourself in a stretcher moving through the crowds. This will take humility. For some of us, even to ask for prayer is embarrassing or no need lah. It is between me and God. The paralyzed man did not worry about people looking at him. He was not concerned with the spectacle of him being lowered in the midst of the crowd. He measured with the word of God. He measured out of himself. There is no mention of the person who owned the house. So I'll let you imagine or think to yourself how he measured with the word of God and how he measured out of himself. But I will provide you with one scripture. In Deuteronomy 15 verse 11, it says, "For the poor will never cease from the land. Therefore I command you, saying, you shall open your hand wide to your brother, to your poor and your needy in your land." Let's now touch about the scribes and the Pharisees. They measured with their reason. It got them stuck on the forgiveness of sins. How could Jesus say this? They measured out of themselves. Arguments and reasonings and unbelief will be their judgment. So let me ask you the question. Which is simpler to say? Your sins are forgiven. Be healed. For some of us, we think your sins are forgiven is probably the easiest one to say because no one can see it. After all, if I were to say be healed and the poor fellow still stays in the bed, then you'll look very embarrassing. However, I suggest to you that at that time in which we're talking about, the power to heal was present. So in terms of that, the simpler one for Jesus to say was, be healed. Because, you know, for Jesus to say, your sins are forgiven, Jesus will now know that he will be taking the cross to be crucified. He will go through the agony of the cross. He will take upon himself the wrath of God for that man's sins and for the sins of the world. In life, there are many times when people have mistreated us or taken advantage of us, or maybe even times that we have done things that we can't even really forgive ourselves for what we have done. I would say to you that when Jesus did both, we are meant to do both. Hard as it may be to forgive, I can do it by faith. God has given me a measure of faith. God's words tells me that if I do not forgive, I allow tormentors, torturers to ruin my life. I measure by the word of God. Yes, Lord, I forgive. Jesus has forgiven me, so I can do the same to others. I cancel all ill feelings that stops me from growing in faith. I measure out of me. Each day, We all face little or big decisions. Let us, in our walk with the Holy Spirit, be conscious that we will, through our actions, show our God has given me a measure of faith. I will use it. I will measure with the Word of God. The Spirit and the Word will confirm for me what it is the right thing to do. I will measure out of me. That is what I will do. Let us run the race of faith so that we can go to the finishing line, to the stature and fullness of Christ. And when we meet God in eternity, it will be come. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for this day that you tell us that you've given us a measure of faith. Faith is important to you. And Lord, that even right now, we choose to measure all the things that we do with the Word of God. And once we have done that, we know where we should go. We will then act and measure out of us. Lord, I thank you for this day that you give us. Let us move from faith to faith. Let us, through our daily lives, act by faith by the Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, that you will build us strong so that we may reach and achieve and come to the extent of the stature and the fullness of Christ in our lives. And that we may, when we meet you, you will then commend us and say, well done, good and faithful servant. I thank you, Lord, for great is thy faithfulness. In Jesus' precious name. And everyone says, amen. God bless you.